The thing about Helen of Troy is actually that it wasn't about how she looked. I said, well, if you don't care how she looks, I do. That means I win. Because you can have whatever you want.
You'll still go and watch it. They do fall foul of just basic capitalism.
Nobody's like, listening to a word you're saying.
You're making really good points.
This bro, nobody's listening to anything you're saying.
I was looking at comic milkers.
NerdErotic.com.
We're just innocent men.
Yeah.
Just normal men.
Yeah. Just normal men.
There we go.
So, do we want to bring up our list of clips that came out this week? So, God, I was in the middle of making my video. What was it, Sunday? And I said a line in my video like, well, you know, there's been a lot of backlash with the Odyssey, but at least the press hasn't been obnoxious. You know, at least it's been okay. Fucking,
why did you say that?
Half an hour later, I get Lupita Nyong'o everywhere. I'm like, oh,
you're flying the bumblebee.
Such a stupid comment, too.
Celebrities.
All right, we're going to start off.
I love this one.
Start off light.
Okay, this is
great.
This is Cersei, by the way, in the story, who's supposed to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And apparently, that's like her scene is the horror scene that everybody's talking about, okay. Jeremy, apparently.
Samantha
in history, women have been vilified, whether you're a midwife, whether you're, you know, a herbalist, whether you're a healer, whether you're just in tune with the moon. Like, women have just been vilified throughout history. And I think that was
totally.
But also, Chris's interpretation of the original text like kind of condensing it into this like essential oil of Cersei was phenomenal. And that I just worked from the text. It was all there.
I just read the lines, Jeremy. I'm an actor and I just recited the lines that were given to me.
I just read the text. Give me millions of dollars. Even though I'm playing a victim because I'm a woman.
I was going to say, look, I don't know how many midwives have been vilified over the course of human history, but if women had been vilified over the course of human history, you are not fucking helping your case in a 30-second clip, okay? Now a lot of us will understand. In tune with the moon, are you talking about your fucking period? Are you talking about witch shit?
Witchcraft. Just trying to say.
Witchcraft. Shit. Oh boy!
All right.
I can't stand.
This is a good starting screen.
Very good. She got a master's of fine arts at Yale.
High level education.
Odyssey.
Most beautiful.
Really
woman
putting it to work
in the universe.
I'd be like, so Homer, how do you feel about the screen time given to these women, considering how little you spent
with that?
Oh, sick bird, bro!
So I look at him like that.
Yeah, it's like
I made a video for this. I had to re-record a couple times because there was a couple of words that I can't. Oh my god!
I was going to say the face that launched 1,000 social media bans for use of slurs.
That's crazy, man! Holy,
it's
shit.
Probably worth remembering. In Homer's day, there was zero political rights for women. Just FYI,
based.
And also that can tell you Utopia. What his response to her would have been is like, no, you're there's way too much in this field. Get them all out.
You can read. Look, especially for the time, there's actually a lot of female, like there's actually a lot of attention on women in the story. Some of it positive, some of it negative, just like the attention on men in the story. Some of it positive, some of it negative. Like there's good men, there's evil men, there's good women, there's evil women, there's a mix of in between. There's actually a decent amount of it in the Odyssey, especially when you think this story that was written so long ago and it's still present and still there. Is she implying that this author, who we know so little about, and people even debate whether it was multiple people or just one person or whatever, this author we know so little about from thousands of years ago, is she saying he's fucking gay?
No, sexist.
No, sexist.
What, like, because the idea of that you spent so little time with, like that's the comment right there that seems to evoke something as if like he's gay.
Posed to her, if she was watching the movie with Homer, what would you say to him? So that's her response.
Maybe Homer was in the manosphere because he was gay.
by you spent so little time with, she means in the book from the perspective of women in the book. Yeah. But this is understandable if you're telling it from the point of view of Odysseus. Obviously, most of the time it's going to be from the male perspective. This is just a matter of fact. All of this comes from Emily Wilson's translation, because that's how she looked at it, that a lot of the interpretations have been misogynist. And so hers wanted to put more emphasis on that. And a lot of the interviews have done that skewed thing of, it's kind of the same story, but we're going to change a few words, which entirely changes the meaning of the thing, which I think is what this is. Emily Wilson's is like, well, these women weren't really people, and so I'm going to expand their roles and give more like the emotional depth. And there's a lot of talk that backs that up.
Yeah, I think one of the concerns is if they use Emily Wilson's translations and the motivation behind it, they're going to rework all the female characters, which will change the context of the story, and they'll make them either they'll gas them up a little more, or a victim of circumstance or the patriarchal society, because that's Emily Wilson's lens. And she specifically said in one interview, like, we've seen this through the lens of men, of English men, particularly. She points that out. English men.
The worst kind of men.
The worst kind of men. And I'm going to change that perspective, which is her saying, through my perspective, through my acting.
You know what I want? I want this Islamic translation of the Odyssey. What's the role of women then, just out of interest?
There won't be any women in it at all.
they'd still get hung for being with the suitors.
I'm going to read this real quick before we play this from Nolan that Metatron is pissed about. Nolan said, Nolan! We were very specific looking for analog textures. Everything in this film was handmade. We used every trick in the book for this movie, some old and new. So he's trying to ground this in reality.
Why does it look like shit? Yeah. Everything about it looks like shit. Why?
That quote was in reference to not using CGI, though. So it was like, no, we just did
That's
everything.
Great.
It's like, yeah, but just because you do everything realistic doesn't actually mean that people like it.
Any appeal to, like, this film is going to be good because we're trying to be so realistic dies when you look at all the other unrealistic or historical
That's
changes
the point.
They put into it. It's like, piss off. They're trying to appeal to me there when I can see full plate armor in the classical period. Like, no, get out of here.
This authentic experience that we're going to get that's totally not authentic.
But, like, getting around the historical authenticity of it, which, okay, yeah, fair enough. It's Hollywood, right? I actually don't have very high expectations for, like, historical adaptations. But, like, Shad, you must have seen the picture where they're walking through what looks like the English countryside wearing leather armor, whatever that's supposed to fucking mean. And it's like, okay, if it looked good, then okay. But it didn't. It looked like shit.
It just looks
yeah, that's
like
not realistic.
Crap. It's not even
amateur
fantasy armor. Yeah, no, yeah. It's
exactly. Fun. Like, think of the sort of like 2004 Troy or whatever it is, right? All of those guys looked like they had real armor. I mean, it wasn't period appropriate or anything, but like, who cares? You know, it looked good on the screen. But this looks terrible. And it's like, why would you do this?
Yeah, like, there is, like, 99% of people when they're watching a movie like this, they're going to prefer the cool factor over the historical accurate in terms of 100%. What they're wearing. And I think to some extent it's kind of all right to take the cool factor instead of that, because almost no one can understand it. And like, for me, if I'm watching, do I know if this was created in 1500 BC or 700 BC? No. It should be a red flag for anything, but sometimes you can make decisions like that stylistically that I can understand. It's not the same as somebody having a cell phone there, because every single person can look and see, oh, we know they shouldn't be having cell phones in this story. So that completely throws you out. Whereas most people just look, oh, that's old style armor. But if it is not period appropriate and it also looks retarded, then you have multiple problems.
I'd rather have a TikTok moment in this fucking movie than Lupita Nyong'o, to be fair. You know, just get somebody doing a TikTok short.
It's not even about that. Like, the picture of them, like, walking through the woods where he's wearing, like, armor that looks like it has been factory made, machine made, with, like, these weird chevrons on it. And it's just like, yeah, that one. There we go. Yeah. Look at the guy on the left, right? He's got the weird chevrons on his armor. It's like, why? Like, what
is
why?
This?
Why?
Rap!
Yeah, it doesn't look like paper armor.
What are they thinking? And, but, you know, what annoys me, because, you know, as a bit of a purist on the historic accuracy side, there is a middle ground that wouldn't be hard to achieve where they don't need to go full fantasy, but they can grab some stuff that is inspired by history that looks really cool and just focus on that. They didn't need to go all the way, but throw in some muscle cuirasses in here or something. Like this just looks
this
like
isn't even
this.
G-Prime's comment is Kevlar amazing. Armor.
I know, exactly. Like, he looks like it could be, like, from the modern day. It's retarded.
This looks like it could be a fucking YouTube video.
Yeah.
Of some LARPers. Like,
let me tell you, it's not
a ball cap.
Let me tell you something, son. Get in my Cybertruck. We're going to go elk hunting. That's the scene right there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, there's no need to make it ugly, right? There's no need to make it ugly. It could have been really fancy. It could have been really creative. And it just wasn't. So it's like, okay, I think this is going to be shit.
Bro, so tell me about this guy. I thought this was the dude that interviewed Michael Jackson all those years ago. It's
Robert Downey Jr. It's the one that caused it. Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. walked out. Yeah.
Yes. This guy's such a piece of shit, but he looks just like the guy that interviewed Michael Jackson all those years ago. And it's not him, apparently. It's almost like they all look the same, but anyway.
Yeah, so people who look like this are pieces of shit. Is that what you're saying, Jim?
That's what he's saying.
If it helps, this guy is a piece of shit.
Yeah. That does help, actually.
The language as well is very modern. It's a very contemporary, easy to access.
Oh, thank God.
Way of speaking. I mean, you say dad rather than father.
Sure.
I mean, what's the thinking behind that?
Because I wouldn't have even said father back in the day, would I? I would have been Greek, so it's no less.
No, it's people bring. You know, when you look at this world, when you look at the ancient world, people tend to view it in weird ways. There's a lot of cultural prejudice. There's a lot of, the sort of elevating it because it's old, you know, whatever it is.
Cultural prejudice.
When you go to the poem, what you find is something that's really earthy and grounded and accessible. And so for me, in building the world of the film, what I talk to all the actors about is like, I want to center it on that and make it feel very fresh for modern audiences. And based on logical, they're just... solutions that aren't based on anything logical. They're just, as I say, cultural prejudice.
So he's saying it's cultural prejudice, modern audiences. If anybody else was saying this shit, we'd be what the fuck? And I'm saying it now. So I believe the use of father, daddy over father, is a diminishment to father. Yeah.
What about this?
We're trying to make it more accessible.
He's talking about, he wants it to make it accessible and all this stuff. Why isn't it shot on an iPhone? Why isn't it shot on a camcorder? Because you want it to be cinematic, right? Because you have a level of cinema that you want to present.
Christopher Nolan knows why they use father and they use British accents and historical stuff when it's not British people is because American audience, it makes it seem more sophisticated, a little and not accessible to America. Okay, so that's why they've always done that.
Right? Well, it makes it sound deliberately not modern
and cohesive.
Right.
Exactly.
This
is an ancient tale, and you can use language that sounds more antiquated to make it feel like this is something in the past.
And do people say their dad's father? Like, you might say father. Like, what?
Everything about this answer was bad, and the decision's bad too to have these types of accents for sure. So this was a terrible answer. He walked right into it, and he handed everybody ammunition right there. Awful answer.
What did drunk?
Also, just a quick thing on the Greek thing, right? The Greek does have words for father. I think it's actually pater or something like that, and daddy, like papa, right? It actually has the sort of respectful and diminutive nouns for it. So it's such a bad answer on every level.
Yeah, awful answer. There's zero defense of that.
Drunk 3PO tweeted earlier, no, I am your daddy.
it's accessible.
Which totally changes. It's like, no, I am your daddy.
Also, even the idea that it's accessible. I mean, this is a poem which has been... the fact it has multiple adaptations that people argue over prove it's not really that accessible in the first place. It has loads of different interpretations. And the fact that, I want to do a modern thing for modern audiences. Are you telling me that daddy hasn't changed its definition in modern terms? Doesn't actually have an entirely different connotation than what it was would then as well.
Accessible is not a virtue. True. It's not a good thing. Things should have some kind of difficulty to
gamers to know understand. The term accessibility is not something we want to hear. Get the like, fuck out of here.
I hope there's some white dots in the Odyssey. There needs to be white dots.
It's a bit like the difference between Star Trek and Starfleet Academy. Starfleet Academy used modern day language and it completely ruined everything. Whereas Star Trek
breaks the immersion.
Was still modern day, but it deliberately left out essentially modern slang. And that did change everything. It made it seem like a timeless quality. And if you want to go full fantasy, you have things like the first Spartacus, which basically made up its own linguistic structure, but still separated it and made it more accessible. So you felt like you were watching something old and like it fit, even though it was just wrong.
Just wrong.
At times, there's a lot of stylistically, you know, aesthetically, people tend to look back to the Romantic era and art. A lot of paintings where, you know, people aren't wearing very much, like a little bed sheet wrapped around them or whatever it is. A lot of classical architecture, even though that wasn't the architecture of the Mycenaean period and things like that. So, you know, we went back to what's in the archaeology. What does that tell us? And what gaps does that?
What is this?
No, bro, you didn't.
You watched the trailer. You didn't go to the fucking archaeology.
You did not. I mean, come on.
What are you talking about?
I hope they found the Cyclops in the...
Well, also, I'm not sure that playing into cultural prejudice is a bad thing in the first place, because if you have an idea of what ancient Greek looks like, even if it's not correct, showing you that on the screen will make you more immersed than some weird thing that you don't know, even if it's correct. And so it kind of depends what you're going for. If you want people to be involved in your movie, I think you probably should give them what they're expecting rather than some strange thing that just happens to be more realistic.
Can I point out that wouldn't it be culturally prejudice to not put any Greeks or any Greek passing people and outside of John Bernthal in this movie? I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand though. We went back to the fucking archaeology and then, but the
found Lupita Nyong'o.
We had some black guys.
Look at the armor. Look at the costumes. It's literally not archaeology.
Archaeologically accurate.
Did you go
guys.
Back to see what you didn't want to do?
What do we know about Homer's time? How were things portrayed in the earliest possible portrayals of that?
And what did the armor look like?
How do you create a consistent and accessible world around that feels vital and credible and exciting to be in?
You know what, right? You know, that's such a horseshit answer, right? Because we actually know loads about the world that Homer is talking about. There's tens of thousands of tablets that have all been fired when the cities that they were, being sacked have burned down. That are literally extensive records of really boring shit from these civilizations. Mm-hmm. Like, we know what they were like. We've got really, really good understanding of like the trade route. That we've got the earliest diplomatic messages. We've got you've got the Armana letters, which are literally a fucking cache, a massive fucking cache mm-hmm. of letters to the Pharaoh of Egypt during the period where the sea people invasions are happening, when Troy is being sacked, during that express period, we know loads about the Hittite Empire and their contact with Troy itself as a political power at the time. Like, it's such horseshit. Like, to be like, oh yeah, so we were just trying to essentially guess at complete bollocks. And it's really annoying that I've been watching a historian called Tom Holland, like, glazing this film. He's like, oh, no, it's really good. It's really good. It's like, look, man, from the trailer alone, I know you must be screaming inside. Mm. You know, but he's a shitlib, so he's like, oh, yeah, no, it's great. I was invited to the premiere. Fuck yourself.
The irony of that guy's name being Tom.
I know.
And the fact that all Elon Musk said is, Tom Holland is such a cuck. And that's all he said. Elon was like, Tom Holland is such a cuck. And I'm like, dude, that's going to be screenshot and used for so many things now.
Look at Elon.
Just one more thing, right? Like, the ancient world was garishly colorful. Like, really fucking colorful.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Everyone loved color because actually that took a lot of work to put together, right? Like, for example, blue was actually a really rare color, right? Essentially, if you wanted blue stone, you had to have lapis lazuli. And if you wanted blue dyes, you had to get it from really dangerous clams, shellfish that people would dive down for. These are poisonous shellfish. You'd have to collect them, hopefully not die doing it, and then squeeze tiny amounts of like blue and purple dye out of their fucking poison glands. And so it was like really, really rich people. And the peasants, of course, didn't. So it's like, you know, like watching them just standing there and they're like green or brown clothes. It's like, no fucking way would they dress like that. Just no way.
This is Tom Holland.
I literally just pulled that up. But if you have it, that's fine. Where Elon responds to him. I don't know if you have that. I've got it pulled up.
So that was a different one. This is, if you click left, on a podcast that he co-hosts, he has a paid sponsorship from the Odyssey. And then on his personal account, he's posting about how it's amazing. Now, I'm just saying that seems to be a bit of a conflict of interest there. It may not make you entirely objective.
No. I'll scream real quick. Right.
And it's rare that we see that
Elon just responds with this to his review. Oh. It just says, Tom Holland is such a cunt.
Wow.
No context or anything. Oh, man. That's
somebody's got to respond with the picture of Zendaya getting macked on by those two dudes.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.